On Yeshoash Regolim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, in Chutzarts we have Yontov Sheni, Sveika Diyoma. We also have it on Rosh Hashanah, but in Eretz Yisrael they have it on Rosh Hashanah as well. On Yom Kippur, we don't have it. So there's a concept of Yontov Sheni based on the fact originally when we were waiting around for the witnesses, so therefore we count up. So during the Zman, earlier we had, when they used the Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iya, it was a real suffix perhaps, and then now we have our calendar. There's a famous Kasha, the Baal Hamor, is if we keep a second day for Yontov Sheni, so what about Sfiras HaOmer? What about Sfiras HaOmer? We're counting the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, but how do we know what day it is? Isn't it Sveika Diyoma? Shouldn't we say today is the fourth day, or today is the fifth day and sixth day, third and fourth, whichever day it may be? Why don't we count 2 days out Sveika Diyoma? So the Baal HaMor explains, is the concern is Zilzo Yontov Sheni. The concern was that if you end up counting Sveiras HaOmer into Shavuos, it will be a Zilzo, it will be a disgrace, it won't be Kavadik for the Yontov of Shavuos that was still counting Sfira. That's why we don't say, we only say, even it's a discussion, we do sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. We only mention Yom Shmini Atzeres, we're not going to mention Sukkot anymore. Could it be a Zilzo to the Yontov of Shmini Atzeres? So therefore, by counting Sveika de Yoma, it'll end up being a Zilzo. That's the famous answer to Baal HaMor. There's another famous answer of the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram is a different shadi. Halacha, based on the Pasuk, at the end of Parashas, in the end of the Bechel Kosai, when it talks about the Halacha of Ma'aser Sheni, so it talks about V'asiri Yakodesh Hashem, and the 10th one will be Kodesh, though, and the Gemara there learns out, Chazal Asara Vadai, the 10th, only if it's a Vadai. Let's say if one of the animals went in and went back, or you lost count, so it's a problem. So the Dvar Avram says, just like by Ma'aser Behema, we have Halacha of Asiri Vadai, below Asiri suffix, so too, he says, by Sfiras HaOmer, by definition, Sfira has to be like it's accounting, it's tax season, so you have to have exact, you can't say, well, I either made 100,000 or 150,000, or my expenses were 90,000 or 20,000. You have to give a number. You can't be, so by definition, for it to be a sphere, it has to be b'torah zvadai, not b'torah suffix. And if when we count, we have to count the number. And therefore, he says, that's why we can't have a sveika de yoma. Rav Schachter always says over that, I think the Rav met the Dvar Avram, and he went to him and he told him over the pshat, and the Rav asked, he said, what are you talking about? How could you say that pshat? If you always have to count Petorah's Vadai, so what about, so that's Bishlam. Bishlam is Banah that we have a calendar, we know what day it is, and we just do out Sveika Diyoma, Minag Abbasam Yadayim. But when it's a real Sveika Diyoma, then how could they ever count? So the way the story goes is the Dvar Avram, besides backing out because he doesn't want to go against the Baal HaMor, but they said he backed out. He said, you're right, I can't tell you that pshat. Of course, if you want to answer up to Dvar Avram, then perhaps he's working like those Achronim, the Netziv and others, who say that even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash, even Bizman when they were Makayah Shalpi Re'iya, we could still go by Basarov. They still have an idea of when, of, I guess, they had some type of idea about how long the months are going to be, when the new month was, so maybe you'll have to argue that. But the Dvar Avram didn't argue, he thought, you're right. He rejected his pshat because it wouldn't make any sense when there was a real sveika de yoma if you say you need b'torah Rav says you need a Torah, Zvadai, but he himself rejects it, number one, independently, because of the Zman, when they used to Makash Apiri. And secondly, the Baal HaMor didn't give that answer, so the Baal HaMor is assuming the only problem is Zilzo, but the problem isn't Asiri Vadev or Asiri Safek.